Don't worry, Scrub. Now there are plenty of tards out there living really kick-ass lives.
Insert noise.
Yes. say they shoot horses like you, don't they? That's what they say. You don't understand the cause. Sigh for a laugh. You don't understand the cause. Sigh for your loss. You're gonna end up some other man's pot of glue, won't you? You don't understand the cause. Sigh for your loss. You don't understand the cause. Sigh for your loss. You don't understand.
Ben Murphy. Put your hands up, Ben Murphy, and don't you cry anymore. Babe, please head for the door. I saw you one time on the TV with your hands in the air. Looking pretty, Ben Murphy. Ben Murphy is my friend. Has a wristwatch to turn him invisible. Ben Murphy. Ben Murphy. Riding with death. Gemini man, doesn't matter because I can. Every day I watch him with a couple of guys in front throwing comments. Oh, Ben Murphy, Ben Murphy is my friend, and I won't miss him surely when he passes this immortal coil. Into the soil, Ben Murphy. Ben Murphy. Oh, Ben. Ben Murphy.
wearing little lace glove. I didn't even have to think about it. I knew that this was love. Couldn't make out her relationship with the man she was with. That caught a little glance. That was just enough for me to cue a whirlwind romance. And we got talking, etc., etc., and I found out that he was her boss. I couldn't understand why she was with such a pig, but she confirmed that he was a dead loss. But we were getting on like a house on fire, as he was off ordering the food. When he came back, he just stared at me, but I got a number 857612. I've done my best to amuse her. I really loved her sense of humor. Short courtship ensued, we were quickly married. We settled down in suburbia. She kept her job with her loathsome boss. I thought we were in utopia. First we had Charlie, then we had Wendy, and little Natalie made three. But she lost her interest in her job after all that maternity leave. Even worse, she was losing her interest in me. She definitely lost interest in sex. She started to blame me for everything. I was a barrier to her success. And finally we were barely speaking at all. She couldn't stand the sight of me. She said some really terrible things, never seeming to care how I would feel. Even though I did my best to amuse her, really saw her sense of humor. I didn't mind that she put on weight. I didn't mind that she let herself go. I didn't mind that she cut her hair and lost interest in fashionable clothes. What hurt me the most was the time she devoted to moping and misery. She spent so much time on it, she completely forgot about me. There's nothing I could do to amuse her. She lost her sense of humor.
Driving away, nobody knows where I'm going.
I'm leaving. and all the time we spent chasing the next hit, just so we wouldn't feel the fear.
No fear. her.
Yeah.
Sky or Pondereski or Ponderosa. I'm not really sure how to say it, but that's their song Lot. Before that, you heard 12 songs from 12 different bands, and it would take me about 15 minutes to sit down and really list them all. Plus, that's just so exhausting. If you're listening to this, you're probably somewhere in the vicinity of a list of the actual songs and bands. So I would urge you to look there. Sorry it's been so long, guys, but you're finally listening to episode 52 of Insert Noise here, tentatively titled, Spokes Model Fever. Don't know why. I never know why. Hope you enjoyed it, and hope you made it through the holidays and all that.
I'm all right, and everything is fine. I'm alright, and everything is fine. I'm alright, and everything is fine. I'm alright, and everything is fine.
Stay tuned for a special Insert Noise Here hidden track. It's coming up, but you have to wait for it. Like back in the day when the hidden track was like 15 minutes of silence. Not that I'm going to make anybody wait 15 minutes, but you don't know. I don't know how long it's going to be. It's like at the end of that damn Traveling Wilburys and then Wilson Phillips Lilith Fair live CD. You have to wait for it. Funny story while you're waiting. In here in the lab, and the wife walks in. I've got the door closed, and it seems a little shady because it's early evening, and she's downstairs cleaning the basement, and I'm up here, and she opens the door, and I have a tube sock in my hand and a microphone in the other one, and I mean, it's obvious to anyone what I'm doing, you know, just trying to keep myself from popping my peas using a tube sock, but to the untrained eye, it's a little sketchy. Any minute now. Just hang in there. It's a really good one. Oh, there it is.
We both had herpes 1, 2, and 3. She said that she knew of a place we could go where we could be alone for a while. I said, come on, baby, let's get brain dead tonight and stare into a vertical smile. She wore a raspberry IUD. the gynecologist. Raspberry IUD. Raspberry IUD. I think I love you.
Raspberry IUD
from the gynecologist.
Raspberry IUD.